Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I forgot to ask in the last episode, did you give yourself a New Year's resolution? I don't know if I did because I'm recording this almost a full month ahead of time. I might try and say something like exercise more, eat healthier. But I'm already mostly good at those things. Mostly. I've had popcorn the last two nights, which probably wasn't a good idea. What are you doing? Are you doing any resolutions? Do you care? Will you keep it up? You can let me know if you want. Otherwise, just ignore this question. So our first word is callow, callow, adjective from 1580, lacking adult sophistication. Well, that would be me. Synonym is immature, as in callow youth. Well, doesn't that seem a little redundant, callow youth? I don't know. And then callowness is a noun. So this is from the Middle English, callu, C-A-L-U, which means bald. From Old High German, callow, which also means bald. And from Old OCS, oh, I had that recently. I'm not going to look it up. Old something Slavic, I think. Golu, which means bear. Bald, bear. How this compares to lacking adult sophistication, I'm not entirely sure. Okay, next is call sheet. Two words, noun from circa 1949, a daily schedule of filming for a movie or television show. So they make a call sheet every day and it says who, what actors are needed, probably, definitely, and also probably other things that are needed for the day and just the schedule in general. Maybe someday I'll get a call sheet. Next is call sign, two words, noun from 1919, the combination of identifying letters, letters and numbers, or words assigned to an operator, office, activity, vehicle, or station for use in communication, as in the address of a message sent by radio, like, I'm trying to think of one in Chicago, WXRT. Yeah, that's one of them. That's their call sign. And there's an interesting fact. I don't remember the specifics, but there's a line that goes across the country. It's either a vertical line or a horizontal line. I can't remember. And then on one half of it, radio call signs start with a W, and on the other side, they start with a K. It might be like the eastern portion of the U.S. is a W and the western portion is a K, or it's north versus south. I honestly can't remember, but it's something like that. All right, next we have call slip, two words, noun from 1881, a form filled out by a library patron for a desired book. Next is call to arms, three words, from 1791. One, a summons to engage in active hostilities. Two, a summons, invitation, or appeal to undertake a particular course of action, as in a political call to arms. Next is similar, call to quarters, three words, 1887. When I go do laundry, I have a call to quarters. Quarters come, pay for my laundry. This is a bugle call, usually shortly before taps, that summons soldiers to their quarters. And if I find an example, I will play it here. Next is call up, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1940. One, an order to report for military service. Two, a baseball player brought up to a major league team from the minor leagues. And recently we learned that those are called the Bush Leagues. If you didn't already know that, still not sure why. Next is call up. Just two words, no hyphens on this one. This is a verb, I think it's only transitive, from 1549. One, to summon together, as for a united effort, as in, call up all his forces for the attack. Two, to bring to mind. Synonym is evoke. 3. To summon before an authority. 4a. To summon for active military duty. 4b. to bring up from a minor league to a major league baseball team. 5, to bring forward for consideration or action. 6, to retrieve from the memory of a computer, especially for display and user interaction. Next we have callus. This is the one that is spelled C-A-L-L-U-S. First form, noun from 1563. 1, a thickening of or a hard thickened area of on skin or bark. So I didn't realize that the callus on your foot, say, is spelled this way, but when you are calloused, it's spelled with an O-U-S. I did not realize there was a difference there. Okay, so number 2 for callus, a mass of exudate, E-X-U-D-A-T-E, a mass of exudate and connective tissue that forms around a break in a bone and is converted into bone in healing. Number 3, soft tissue that forms over a wounded or cut plant surface. Now we have the second form of callus, intransitive verb. No, it's just a verb because there's 2 short definitions. From 1864, intransitive says to form callus, and then transitive, to cause callus to form on. Next is call waiting, 2 words with a hyphen, noun from 1986. Also, kids, this was not something that has existed forever. It's not even 40 years old. A telephone service that signals, as by a beep, to the user when an incoming call is received during a call in progress. I don't have a lot of memories before this. I don't think we got it probably until closer to 1990, maybe. But yeah, I definitely remember this being a thing. They're like, wow, now somebody can call instead of just getting a busy signal. It'll ring. And then on my end, if I'm on the phone, I'll hear a beep and I'll say, oh, wait, I got somebody calling me. This changed the game of telephones. This was huge. Okay, next we have the last word, which is calm, C-A-L-M, but we have 3 forms. The first form is a noun from the 14th century. 1a, a period or condition of freedom from storms, high winds, or rough activity of water. 1b, complete absence of wind or presence of wind having a speed no greater than 1 mile per hour, which is also 1.6 kilometers per hour. And then it says to see the Beaufort scale table, and I do kind of remember that one. There was a whole scale of wind speeds, and yeah, it gave a lot of specificity that I gave to you. And then number 2, a state of tranquility, calm. This is from, probably from Latin cauma, C-A-U-M-A, which means heat, from the Greek kaiin, which means to burn. Not sure why calm is related to that, but okay. Now, the second form of calm is a verb from the 14th century, intransitive, to become calm, usually used with the word down, calm down. Transitive says to make calm, and this is also often used with the word down. And then the third form of calm is an adjective from the 14th century, 1, marked by calm. Synonym is still, as in a calm sea. 2, free from agitation, excitement, or disturbance. Calmly is an adverb, and calmness is a noun. And we have some synonym information to round out this episode. Calm, tranquil, serene, placid, peaceful mean quiet and free from disturbance. Calm often implies a contrast with a foregoing or nearby state of agitation or violence, as in, the protests ended and the streets were calm again. Tranquil suggests a very deep quietude or composure, as in, the tranquil beauty of a formal garden. Serene stresses an unclouded and lofty tranquility, as in, marked the sunset of a serene summer's evening. Placid suggests an undisturbed appearance and often implies a degree of complacency, as in, remained placid despite the criticism. And peaceful implies a state of repose in contrast with or following strife or turmoil, as in grown peaceful in old age. I hope to eventually grow peaceful. So today we had callow, call sheet, call sign, call slip, call to arms, call to quarters, call up, callous, call waiting, and calm. This is very difficult. Maybe I'll just pick calm as the word of the episode because, you know, it's maybe I need a little bit more of that in my brain. I think I'm constantly doing stuff and thinking and need more calm. I need to meditate more. I meditated this morning and that was nice. We'll see if I do it later today. So a song about calm. Sometimes I like to walk to the beach where it is so calm and I sit with the chipmunks and feed them peanuts. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.